Episode 10, Quetzalcoatl, the Feathered Serpent. Among the pantheon of Mesoamerican deities, few loom as large or as enigmatic as Quetzalcoatl, the Feathered Serpent. Revered by the Aztecs, Toltecs, and other ancient civilizations of Central America, Quetzalcoatl embodied both the mystery of the divine and the wisdom of humanity. His very name unites two realms, Quetzal, the vibrant bird of the skies, and Coatl, the serpent of the earth. Together, they symbolize the union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, wisdom and power. Quetzalcoatl was not merely a god of one domain. He was a creator, a bringer of knowledge, and a cultural hero. In many myths, he is credited with shaping the world, giving life to humanity, and teaching people the skills that formed the foundations of civilization, agriculture, art, science, and the sacred calendar. Unlike the bloodthirsty gods of war and sacrifice that dominated much of Aztec religion, Quetzalcoatl was often depicted as gentle, compassionate, and devoted to the flourishing of humankind. One of the most enduring myths of Quetzalcoatl is his role in the creation of humanity. After a great flood wiped out a previous world, the gods sought to bring life anew. Quetzalcoatl descended into the underworld, Mictlan, to retrieve the bones of those who had perished. Guarded by Mictlantecuhtli, the god of death, the task was perilous. Through cunning and perseverance, Quetzalcoatl managed to carry the bones back, though he stumbled along the way, shattering them into fragments. From these fragments, mixed with his own blood, humanity was reborn. In this myth, life itself is born of sacrifice, resilience, and divine compassion. Beyond creation, Quetzalcoatl was seen as a bringer of knowledge. He was credited with gifting maize, the sacred corn that became the staple of Mesoamerican life. He taught the people how to weave cloth, shape tools, and measure time. Most importantly, he introduced the sacred calendar, a complex system that guided planting, festivals, and rituals. In this sense, Quetzalcoatl was not just a god but a civilizer, a figure who bridged the divine and the human by empowering people with wisdom. Yet the story of Quetzalcoatl also carries shadows of downfall and exile. In Toltec tradition, he was once a great priest-king of the city of Tula, ruling with justice and wisdom. But his enemies plotted against him, often led by Tezcatlipoca, a rival deity associated with sorcery and conflict. Through trickery and temptation, Quetzalcoatl was disgraced, often depicted as succumbing to drunkenness or shame. Unable to face his people, he left Tula in sorrow, journeying eastward until he disappeared into the horizon. Some versions say he immolated himself and rose into the sky as the morning star, Venus. Others claimed he would one day return, a prophecy that echoed centuries later during the arrival of the Spanish conquistadors. For the Aztecs, Quetzalcoatl's legacy was complex. He was a god of life, renewal, and knowledge, yet also a figure tied to destiny, loss, and cycles of time. The feathered serpent symbolized balance, the bird soaring to the heavens and the serpent rooted in the earth. In him, opposites found harmony. Quetzalcoatl's myth continues to resonate today. He embodies the ideal of a leader who seeks wisdom over domination, knowledge over violence, and creation over destruction. His story reminds us that progress often comes not from conquest, but from the gifts of learning, culture, and compassion. And in his exile, we see a reflection of humanity's own struggles with imperfection, failure, and the hope of renewal. Ultimately, the feathered serpent is more than just a god of ancient Mesoamerica. He is a symbol of the eternal dance between light and shadow, wisdom and folly, creation and loss. Like the cycles of Venus in the sky, his story rises, sets, and rises again, reminding us that endings are never final, and that renewal is always possible.